The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
From a beautiful intersection in Burbank, California, this is the Three Things on the Knapsack Files podcast feed. 2018 is here. I want to thank you all for listening to my Three Things I Learned in 2017. I hope some good lessons in there for you continually, lessons in there for me. This podcast is all about learning. It's all about getting together. It's all about figuring out the mysteries of life, the Knapsack Files. It's a pile, but it's a file, and it's here for you. It's a bunch of shows. I got some new stuff coming in 2018. I'm excited for you guys to hear. I'll announce it here now. I will announce this here now. I'm excited. It's going to be a limited engagement show, not going to go forever, maybe 6-10 episodes. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe it will last the year. Maybe it'll be the show that makes the Knapsack Files podcast feed the biggest thing in the world. I don't know. Dream big, right? Dream big in a new year before the nuke strikes. So I am launching next week, it looks like. Don't hold me to it. Second week of January, first full week of January. We are going to be launching Hot Sizzler Nights. That's right. Have you ever eaten at a Sizzler restaurant? Have you ever had their all-you-can-eat salad bar? We did a little bit of this with Mark Riley last year when I first moved into this new studio location in Burbank, California. Yay. There's a Sizzler in Burbank is what I'll say. And we went there. We had dinner. We were going to record a regular Knapsack Files show. And then we were talking about our experiences at Sizzler. I thought it was kind of funny. I thought it was entertaining. It's an angle. It's a hook. So we're going to do it. So I am taping the first episode tomorrow night, and then it's hopefully going to release it next week. We're not going to be at the restaurant eating and talking, because I think that'll be too crunchy and bad on the sound there. But we're going to eat, me and a guest. I treat them to dinner. We are just going to talk as friends. If I don't know them as much, we'll get to know them. My first guest, who I'm working on, if I can lock him down, we're good friends. We work together, so it's going to be good. Then we come back and we have about a 45-minute conversation about our experiences at Sizzler. And I think you can learn a lot about a person when you see what they do at the Sizzler all-you-can-eat salad bar. Now that's the deal, for now at least. I'm treating you to dinner as a guest. You get the all-you-can-eat salad bar, which has tacos, enchiladas, and chilies, and potato wedge. It has everything, and dessert. It's a big thing. Happy to announce that. And there's some other stuff in the work. There are some other things I was going to work on that I was going to announce, and I'll probably announce them over on the Patreon page, but those things were going to come out, and then this one just kind of came into place, and I was like, we're going to do it. We are going to do it. So that is that. Look for it next week. But now you have the three things. The three things. Yeah, the holidays it's hard to get guests to come in during the holiday season, right? So the full Knapsack Files interviews are still here, still the mainstay of the feed, and that's going to be happening soon. But I will say this. Let's get into the three things. Tonight's topic is... Today's topic, this morning's topic, whenever you're listening, it's fine by me. It is the three things you need to do to relax. I'm tense. And over the weekend, I released the three things I learned in 2017. And one of them, I believe number two, if memory serves, was take the pressure off every now and then. Relax, right? Take the pressure off. Kick your feet up. We all do this thing where we work hard, we chase our career, we chase this, we chase that, we build our family, we're making kids' lunches, we're doing all the things. Just every once in a while, take 5 minutes, right? Take 5 minutes. Well, tonight, the time of this recording, I try to relax. I needed to relax. A lot of tension. Tension in my neck, my back, my legs, arms, my heart, my soul, my brain. I just wanted to turn it all off for a little bit and relax. And I found myself wondering, what do I do? I had other conversations here in the Knapsack Files on the three things and life ranked on things about what you could do to help yourself. Self-help is important to me. self-helping and me helping myself, helping you, and you helping me. You guys send some great messages that are very helpful. And I will say, I got to apologize. I want to address this. I get messages sometimes on Instagram. I use Instagram every now and then. I definitely check it every day, but I don't use it often. And there's the message, the private direct messages. I go there with some friends. My girlfriend will send a great picture every now and then. I'll check it. But I realized just the other day, there's like the like if you're not a friend of mine, like if I don't follow you, then you can't write me directly. It goes in this little like nether world. This purgatory where I have to choose to accept or not. And it's kind of awkward because I can see it. I can look at it and be like, you know, and Facebook has something similar. But, and I don't know if Twitter does. I know DMs are more about when you follow each other. But so anyways, long story short, I'm digressing here. I discovered I had some Instagram messages, not pictures, just nice written stuff. And there were some very nice, you guys had some very nice words on there. And there was one really nice message about me. Some of the words I said was helping a guy. And this isn't a I always sound like I'm trying to pump myself up here. No, he said some very nice things about some words that I said in the podcast, helped him make an important life choice. And I went to go write him back. And the message was gone. I don't know if I deleted it because I'm like an old person now who's like, what, the phone? Where's my razor? I don't know what happened. So if you're that person and you know that message, maybe write me back because it was a real nice message and I wanted to reach back out and I couldn't. Anyways, what are the three things you need to do to relax? This is going to be one of those three things episodes. Go along with me here. Number three, working our way to one. Number three on the list of the three things you can do to relax. Play a violent video game. That's right. By yourself, find a nice comfy couch, maybe one you purchased for a low dollar amount at IKEA or like an Ashley's Furniture. You put it together on a Saturday afternoon where you cursed a lot and you had to put half of it together with a tiny little Allen wrench and your wrist still months later hurts. It's hard to grip those Allen wrenches and turn with any authority. Maybe that's something you did there. That's a good idea. But anyway, sit on that couch, grab a little blanket. Find yourself a drink, a beverage. It doesn't have to be alcoholic. In fact, for this go-around, I'm not going to encourage you to drink. Not at all. Nope, nope, nope. Grab a nice soda. Grab a healthy soda, a Zevia maybe. Grab a water with the cucumber in it. I like Meyer lemons. Have you tried Meyer lemons? Smaller orange. They almost look like tiny oranges. In fact, the first time I saw one, I think at my mother's house, she had pulled one out and was going to put it in my water. I was like, orange water. She's like, no, it's a lemon, Meyer lemon. Trust me, it's good. And it's fantastic. All right. So tonight we're not doing the whiskey. We're not doing the vodka. We're not doing the wine. You're going to grab one of those drinks. And you're going to sit down and you're going to play a violent video game. That's right. You're going to grab a controller. And this is where society starts to break down. And you're going to go around and you're going to go around shooting stormtroopers. And you're going to be shooting townspeople. And it's going to be therapeutic at first. And you're going to get locked into the adventure. All right? And then there's going to become a point where you realize, this probably isn't good for me. Overall and tonight. And this was relaxing for the first 10 minutes. But after, you know, the games, make sure it would help. Doesn't have to be a guarantee. But it would help if the game has an online mode where you can just play against other strangers around the world. And 80% of those strangers are teenage boys. Some girls, some older folks. Yep. But for the most part, it's teenage boys, and they're much better at this than you. And they're going to, they're going to start popping up and killing you real quick. You're going to last about 13 seconds each time you play, each time you spawn up. And eventually that might get to 16 or 17 seconds when you learn to turn around and run and scream. Your character on screen won't be screaming, but you will be in your house. And after about 10 minutes, the relaxation is going to turn into a stress level. Push through that, okay? I want you to bear down. Trust me, this works. I want you to bear down. Grab that controller a little harder, a little more. And then maybe you have to go up to a beer at this point. I don't know. We're going to try to avoid that. Maybe a vodka cranberry. Nah, we're going to try to avoid that, but you're going to push through. On the other side of that, after about 2-3 minutes, you're going to get a kill in the game. You're going to kill, and you're going to be like, see, I got this. Then you're going to die. You're okay. You're going to spawn up again. You're going to dive on in. And then it starts to happen, man. Your body locks up. Your neck gets really stiff. Your eyes go glassy. There's a glaze over you. It looks like you're frozen in time. You don't blink much. If you have contacts, like I still do, because I refuse to do LASIK because it's not 2039 yet. Not the cost, the year. Your right contact will start to move and your eye will actually twitch. It'll feel as though you have a robotic eye because the strain in just your right eye will be immense. You're going to push through this. You're in the back of your head, you tell yourself this: I'm relaxing. This is it. I'm turning off my mind. I'm playing a mindless video game. That's what you need to do. You turn off your mind to play a mindless video game, and you're going to find this relaxation. Push through, though, because relaxation is going to be hard to find. Your feet, make sure you have your shoes off. I recommend some slippers you purchased at Target 7 years ago and should probably replace now. But every once in a while, you Lysol spray them so you're okay. At least you feel so. At this point, you're going to be in the back of your head and be like, maybe I'm not relaxing. Maybe this is hurting me more. Maybe this is the genesis of society's problems. This is why man has gone cold upon his fellow man, using the royal term of man there. We may have a problem, and this may be part of it. An entire generation was raised on this stuff, but you think there's choices still to be made. Heavy metal didn't turn kids into Satanists all around the world, all right? Only like 12 documented cases. And video games are just as innocent. It's all about the choices. And as you tell yourself, this is fine, I'm relaxing, you'll get that pain in your chest. It's an actual, literal pain. At first, you'll think it's figurative. You'll think, this is just my body having trouble relaxing. I'm feeling guilty right now. I'm playing this game. People are texting me, emailing me, and calling me for work-related reasons or relationship-related reasons, but you're like, I'm still going to play this game. I'm going to be fine. I'm relaxing. Ken told me on the Knapsack files that I should take the pressure off. That's what I'm doing. And that's the point where you realize the chest pain is actually real. So this is maybe 2 hours in. You're going to find that you can't hear as well. You hear the video game perfectly fine. In fact, you now pick up sounds from the game that you didn't previously hear. It's just that the rest of the world, you can't really hear it. Congratulations, that's step three of things you can do to relax, is playing a violent video game. Take a breath. Oh, do you feel better? Number two, all right, maybe you're right. Maybe being stuck indoors, especially if you get home early enough from work, sitting down doing a video game, exercise is good for you. You know what you're going to do? You're going to grab your phone, maybe grab one of those funny little things that you like Velcro to your arm, and you strap it in, you strap the phone in, and then you put some earbuds. You can't afford the wireless ones yet, so you got the wire ones, and you got the phone that's cool enough that needs this thing I'm tapping right here, the other adapter, the old jacks. They're old. You got the new kind, buddy. So you do that. You do that, and you put on your shoes. You bought them at like a Champs in 2008. They fit well then. They fit now. That's all you need out of a good pair of shoes. You're going to go for a run. So you head on outside. No, we're not talking treadmill. That's good. A good treadmill run, I highly recommend it. I actually think you can get some more work done. You can change elevations, speeds, watch a little TV or something. That sounds relaxing. I don't have a treadmill, though, so it's not on this list. So you're going to go outside because fresh air is good. Exercise is good. I keep hitting this printer. I'm going to move it. The studio is – this is my secondary studio, and it's making all these noises. You go outside because fresh air – I mean, that's what you were raised on, especially if you're like me. You're raised on the generation that went outside, rode your bicycle, drank water straight from a garden hose, and now you're perfectly fine. What's the problem with the other generations? I drink lead from a hose. Liquid lead from a hose. What's the problem, Chief? So, what then happens is you go for this run, and you start slowly. You're not a monster. You're not crazy. You're going to go real calm, real calm here. You're going to just nice jog. Things are going good. Now, about 2 minutes in, there was a point in your life you couldn't run for a minute 30. Now, there was also a point in your life in high school you ran about a 6:20 mile, but that's way in your past. You're running about 2 minutes. You're great. Your breathing's down because running is all about technique. That's what they don't tell you. That's what those Olympic runs. It's all about technique. All right, and some God-given skill, but technique. You know, heel, toe, heels, one of those two. Figure it out on the run. Find out what works for you. Arms close. You don't want your arms all crazy and akimbo while you're running. You want them inside. You want them close. Breathe through your nose, out through your mouth. Or is it mouth through nose? I don't know. Or is it, do you hold your breath every fourth step? I think that's what it is. Hold your breath for about six steps, gasp on the seventh, and hope it regulates itself by the ninth because you just forget what you're supposed to do. I think that's the way it goes. That's the way you do it. So do that, all right? Do that and run after about 4 minutes and 33 seconds, roughly the equivalent of the first song on your playlist. And make sure your playlist, it's up to you. I have some suggestions, but I often go softer, quieter, more sad music to work out to. You choose what you want. It's up to you. All right, user's choice. After about the first song, you're going to realize that, I got to tell you, you feel as though you might black out, and you're feeling pain in your extremities that you don't normally associate with the simple act of moving, but it's there, and so you're going to slow down. You're running. Slow down. You know what's as good as a run? In fact, doctors say is safer is a good walk. And you guys have listened to the Knapsack Files. You know I love my walks. So you're going to slow that run down. And you're going to walk. You're going to walk for a bit. And it's a fast walk. All right. We're building up some speed. It's not exactly like the hip-shaking, speed walk, the one that Billy Crystal and Bruno Kirby do in that one scene in the rain, I don't know if it's raining. No, it's not raining. They're in, like, Central Park, and that montage, and When Harry Met Sally, and they're, like, speed walking. You don't have the spandex. Thank God you don't have the spandex on, but that's what you're going to do, all right? Now you're walking. Oh, you're great. Who needs to run? Doctors say it's bad for your knees anyway. So now you're going to walk, and you're walking fast, but as you get to, you're going to come to a point too, like say you're on a walking path or long stretch in my neighborhood or something like that. Maybe you're at a local park, a little dirt running or walking path around. You're going to come to a point where you see it up ahead. Maybe it's about 5 minutes ahead where you have a choice. You're like, do I continue? Because I'm feeling relaxed. I can kind of breathe again. My right hand isn't as numb as it was. My head's not as fuzzy. The sound I lost playing video games is slowly coming back. You're going to see a choice where the choice is continue on your path the longest possible distance, the distance you set out to go, the route you wanted to go, the distance you wanted to achieve, the time you wanted to achieve, the cardio burn you wanted to achieve to help you with this relaxation, you're going to get to that point where you're like, if I continue in this direction, again, you're about 5 minutes out, now it's about 4:30 out, and you're looking ahead and you're like, if I continue to go that direction, I will have exercised gooder, which is a bumper sticker advice, exercise gooder or well, whatever you want to do. But here's the thing. As you approach and you're about 3 minutes out, you notice that there's the straight ahead path, the one you set out on. And then there's like a left and a right you can take. Both of those directions send you back home quicker. And you're like, not going to do that. This is like, not only am I walking and getting exercise and relaxing, I'm teaching myself a life lesson here. We're heading straight ahead. Stay the course. 1,000 points of light. We are heading straight ahead. I'm getting the best possible workout I can get right now because I'm relaxing. And this is good for me. Then about 2 minutes out, you're going to notice your left knee is hurting in a way that would stop most NFL quarterbacks from playing in games. It's pulsing. It's just boom, 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 boom. You're like, that must be my heart. It actually is now in my knee. And you're going to try to ignore that. Then your right ankle, like the top part right above that little ball, that little golf ball in your ankles is the scientific term, is going to start hurting. You don't know why. You didn't trip. You didn't bend your ankle in a weird direction. You're just walking, which is something you've done most of your life and most of the time successfully. But you now have this pain. And you're like, you know what? Pain is no pain, no gain. That's what The Rock says or something. And you're going to keep, you're about a minute from this choice. And then you're going to get a pain in your lower back. And you're going to think, well, that's weird. I'm not doing back exercises. I'm just walking on this hard, unforgiving sidewalk. I don't know why that would be a problem. But you're about 45 seconds from this choice. You're like, doesn't matter. I'm pushing on ahead. Are you Man or Astro Man, which was the name of a good band in the 90s? And you're gonna say, I'm heading 15 seconds away. I'm turning left. I'm gonna head home because you know what? My goal is relaxing, and I don't want to hurt myself. And you're gonna turn around, and now you have about a 20-minute limp. Back home, and then you get to your apartment. You've worked up a little bit of a sweat, not because of the cardio, but because you're worried of the medical bill that might be forthcoming because you're pretty convinced you've torn your ACL or your MCL, probably your rotator cuff, and you weren't even throwing a football or baseball. It just hurts now because why not? And you're going to get to your apartment, huffing and puffing, sweat coming down your brow. It's called medical bill sweat. And you're going to get inside. You're going to think, you know what's the better way to relax right now? Lay on your floor. Just lay on your floor. So that's kind of step number two. The things you need to do, things you can do to relax. It's just lay on your floor for a bit until the pain stops. Until you come to terms with the fact that you might need to get one of those medic alert bracelets a lot sooner than you anticipated in life, and that you're going to be okay, you're going to pull through, but then you realize I've lived in this apartment long enough, and I don't know my neighbors, so I can't really even scream for help. I just have to make it a generic help. Help, and that might not get the job done, and good chances are you might die here on this floor, but just lay there, take a breath, and relax. Now, if you're finding yourself thinking, well, that's not the, not working. It's not the best step right now. The video game didn't seem to work. The run, the walk, laying on the floor. I'm not relaxed. There's one final thing you can do to relax. And that is, of course, cry in your car. This is a short and direct step, to be honest with you guys. You can get up off the floor slowly, grab onto that couch that you paid like $220 for, when most decent couches should run you $800. Lift yourself up slowly again, because you also have that weird ankle pain above the ball in your ankle and your left knee. You're definitely not going to be a quarterback for the Dolphins next season. Just stand up, get to your car, find the keys, get in it. Now you have an option here. You can stay in your parking lot at your residence, or you can just get in your car and drive to a nearby neighborhood where no one lives, at least that you're aware of, and just pull over Make sure, I prefer to do this at night. You can do it any time of day. The cover of darkness is a good thing. And just start crying. Purge it all out. Purge all the stress. Purge all the tension from the video game. Purge all the pain you feel from trying to exercise to relax and feel better. Just purge it all. And cry in the way that you wish you had a portable package of Kleenex in your car like your mother did growing up. You just didn't take note of that or realize why she had it there. You just cry until the only thing you really have to do is to wipe your nose and your face and your mouth, which is covered in tears, snot, and a combination of tears and snot, which is like a special thing. It's infinitely more sticky. You just wipe your face with probably the sleeve of your sweatshirt, maybe your hand, and then make sure you dry it all off on the seat. Maybe the passenger seat, if you're pretty sure passengers in your car will never discover this, or reach behind you and use the back seat of your car. And then you'll start to feel better. You'll start to take a breath and realize, oh, wait, I feel relaxed now because I physically can't do anything other than relax. I've infused all the stress I can into my life by playing a game on top of the stress I was feeling. I've exerted all the physical pain I can, which put a more external stress on my body. And then I've cried so heavily in this car that I'm actually concerned that no one in the neighborhood has heard me and called the proper authorities. I question them and their neighborhood watch signs now. But at the end of this, you're going to find that you feel relaxed. That's it for this week, guys. It's the three things you can do to relax. Let me know if that works for you. Let me know if that doesn't work for you. But if that's the case, I want to know some alternate methods to relax. Please, you can find the Knapsack Files on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at Ken Knapsack. Use the hashtag the Knapsack Files. And then also, this is available on Podomatic, Stitcher, Google Play, and TuneIn. I am trying for Spotify. I'm going to have to campaign for that one there as well. The Knapsack Files does have a Patreon page with special shows like 5 Extra Minutes, a monthly special show for everyone, and like special things on there, like a Raiders of the Lost Ark commentary track. I sat and watched Raiders of the Lost Ark and commentated on it. That was because of a reward reached on Patreon. Thank you to all my supporters, and thank you guys for listening. That's it for now. We'll see you on the Knapsack Files.